welcome to my podcast, Survival Guide of a Psychic Medium. For this season finale, in the spirit of Halloween as promised, I will share with you one of my many ghost encounter stories. If you don't like scary stories, I would skip this episode and share it with someone who likes to feel spooked. I hope you enjoy today's tale, and let's get to it. I was 13 to 14 years old at the time, and my mother, who can see spirits as well, brought me over to her friend's house. She hadn't seen this friend in a couple months because her friend was traveling overseas, so it was nice to hang out and to catch up. So as usual, I just sat there and eavesdropped on the ladies' gossip for the day. I noticed this man dressed in janitor or gardener style outfit pacing in front of our house. Now, this is like your typical retro California style house. Her house was on a slight hill with very large windows ceiling to floor looking out. And on this mini hill was covered in ivy. And this man just kept pacing and pacing. And because my mom and her friend didn't say anything or seem to care, I assumed this man was her gardener. I did think that it was odd that he would be pacing through the ivy, but I figured that maybe he was just doing some maintenance or something. This man looked like how I would see you. I had no idea he was a ghost at the time. He looked alive and real. Most spirits are obviously spirit or ghostly looking, but sometimes on occasion I will see one and I can't tell the difference unless I tap and feel their energy, and then I notice something there's off. He was a very tan Asian man with black short hair, wearing a dark gray uniform. He also had a bad burn on the right side of his face. There were moments when this man just stood in front of the window, staring into the living room and not move one bit. I thought maybe he was just trying to get my mom's friend's attention, but didn't want to be rude or tap on her window. But the whole thing just felt, well, creepy. So, as we were leaving, the man walked towards the front door and stood near the front. But in this area, she had a ton of plants and a watering hose. He didn't make any eye contact with any of us. Never did. He would just look through us in a way. So as we said our goodbyes and got into our car, I quickly asked my mother what was up with that man. My mother said, yeah, she saw him, but just ignored him because she didn't want to alarm her friend. She then asked me to look if this man was following us, but then told me to not look at him because then he might follow us. I mean, how the hell do I turn to look if I can't look? So I tried my best to look and not look, and he wasn't following us. At the time, my mother knew that he was a spirit, but she didn't clarify this to me until much later. For a while, I just assumed that my mom's friend just had a creepy gardener. About a week later, my mom tells me that she invited her friend out and she had a long conversation with her about her trip and if anything odd happened. Sure enough, her friend had a really odd experience and then many more after returning home. She said she went out to dinner with friends, and then as they were walking, they passed this burnt down movie theater. The whole place was destroyed. All of a sudden, she felt someone grab and pull her purse hard. She was holding her purse and turned to expect to see a mugger, but there was nobody there. Her purse was pulled so hard that the leather strap had broken. She could not figure out how that could have possibly happened. As she returned to her hotel room and got ready for bed, she noticed huge scratches on the back of her arm where her purse was. Now she was scared because these looked like human scratches, not from a fence or some random item. None of it made sense because there was nobody behind her when she was walking. She quickly called her friends up, and they said they knew they shouldn't have walked by that burnt down movie theater. For sure, something bad was trying to get her attention. For the rest of the trip, she didn't encounter any more odd things, but she got horrible sleep and would wake up in cold sweats every day since that incident. She chalked it up to her friends maybe freaking her out, and before her flight home, she even paid a visit to a doctor to make sure she wasn't getting sick. It was highly unusual for her to get these horrible night sweats and terrible sleep for weeks. She was found to be physically fine and okay to fly back home. She didn't tell her husband or her daughters about her experience because she didn't want to freak them out. However, after some time, her husband had an experience of his own. After a long day at work, he fell asleep on the couch while watching TV, and he said the oddest thing happened. As he was falling asleep, he was kind of half awake, and he saw this man standing over him and just glaring at him. The man had a giant burnt scar on his face and kept saying over and over, "Help me." He woke up restless and covered in cold sweat. He quickly shared his experience with his wife, and she couldn't believe it. The ghost had followed her all the way back home. So they decided to call in a monk to do a house blessing, thinking this should help. Things seemed okay for a bit until one of their daughters got her pictures back from a school field trip. And right next to her was a disembodied hand reaching out to her like it was trying to grab her. In the picture, she was standing near a cliff with some trees in the distance. Not a single person was in the photo but her. She was completely freaked out. After my mother informed her friend about what she and I saw, it was clear that this ghost was still there and that the house blessing only banished him from the inside of the house, but he was still remaining outside of the house. They were Buddhists and they decided to go to the largest temple in Los Angeles. They had a meeting with the head monk and who was known to be able to see spirits. He went to their home, and right away he saw this man. This ghost told him that he had gone to the movies after work to relax when a fire suddenly broke out. So many people were shoving and pushing to get out, and he was reaching to get outside, but he couldn't, and he perished. He couldn't seem to move on from his death. He felt stuck in that theater until one day he saw this group of women walk by. Usually, no one passes by because it's considered a bad omen. However, that night, my mom's friend did, and out of desperation, he grabbed her arm. He had been asking them this whole time to help him, but no one could hear him. He was very angry about what had happened to him. He felt he was murdered by all these people that blocked him from getting out of this burning theater. The monk decided it was going to take several sessions to get this spirit to accept his death and move on to the light. So apparently this monk did lots of chants and had some bells. And then one evening, my mom brought me to her friend's house. And as we were walking in, the monk was leaving. All I can recall was he was dressed in really old-fashioned monk-like clothing, and he had this giant staff with bells. As he left, my mom's friend asked me to walk around her house and to see if I saw this man. And I thought this was really weird. But I went along with it and looked around, and I didn't see anything. We hung out for a while, and I still saw nothing of this man. It is only as we left that my mother finally tells me about the monk and the rest of the story, and that I was brought there to make sure that the monk did his job. By the time we got home, it's time for me to go to bed. And can you imagine? I'm laying there trying to fall asleep after being told this crazy story, and now I'm sweating, thinking, what if this ghost has followed us back? He didn't, by the way. All was well. The family did not have any paranormal experiences since. This story probably gives some insight into what unusual experiences mediums have, especially when you're a kid and you have no idea or explanation about what you are seeing or what is happening. Oh, and if you're wondering if they still have that ghost hand picture, they don't. The monk burned it in a ceremony. When I heard this, I personally felt anger, but it wasn't my anger. I felt it was the spirit's anger. In any case, it's been decades since their experience and they refuse to speak on it now, in fear that speaking about it would bring him back somehow. I don't think that's true. That's giving a ghost way too much power over you, which I feel is worse. So, have you had any ghost encounters? I've had so many insane experiences seeing spirits growing up. I even live in a haunted house, but that's a story for another time. I hope you enjoyed my mini ghost story. Hopefully it wasn't too scary. This is my last episode for season one. I hope you're embracing the impending fall and have a fabulous Halloween. This concludes episode 12, season 1 of The Survival Guide of a Psychic Medium. If you would like to send in a question for me to answer for season 2, you can do so via my website, kidomoon.com, or simply email me at kidomoon@gmail.com. I'm also on Instagram under the same name, Kidomoon. Remember to stay kind to yourself and to others.